and then the enemy can rip you off. Every morning, you should look in the mirror and declare, I am chosen, loved, called, and equipped. I don't know, Levi. I don't feel that special. Excuse me? You are a child of the King, filled with the Holy Spirit that raised Christ from the dead, able to do all things through Him who gives you strength, and as bold as a lion. You might not have a million followers on Instagram, but you are adored by God. He knit you together in your mother's womb and has had plans for your life since before you were born. Psalm 139, verse 13 and 16. Though you sinned and separated yourself from God, He chose to adopt you as His own. The idea that we're adopted by God is particularly meaningful. The personality of a child you birth is a mystery. There is no way to know what he or she will be like. You love that baby boy or girl without knowing anything about him or her. But adopting an older child is choosing to bring someone into your life already knowing who he or she is. God chose you. You weren't a white elephant gift. He wasn't duped by your packaging and disappointed now that he knows you. If you walk out into the world without this knowledge of your worth firmly in mind, you might think that your value is vulnerable, which means you can be tricked by the first person to show an interest in you. Going back to the start. It's amazing how messages get mixed up when communication passes through just three or four people. Think of the game of telephone, which you may have played as a kid. I like long walks on the beach can morph into my cousin is choking on a peach. The further you get from the one who spoke the original words, the more distorted the message may become. In the same way, God's purpose and plan for relationships and romance has been obscured. We need to go back to the beginning to find out what He had in mind. The two words that should mark our thoughts on sex are honor and strength. The word honor speaks of worth. If you honor something, you put a high value on it. You esteem it as being precious. To honor something is to not take it lightly or approach it flippantly. Scripture tells us we are supposed to show honor where honor is due, Romans 13:7. No one is higher than the Most High God, who is worthy of all praise, glory, and worship forever. Psalm 145:3, 1 Samuel 2:2, 1 Kings 8:23, and Psalm 92, verse 8. Our honor then flows down to all people who are made in God's image. C.S. Lewis reminds us, there are no ordinary people. You have never talked to a mere mortal. Nations, cultures, arts, civilizations, these are mortal, and their life is to ours as the life of a gnat. But it is immortals whom we joke with, work with, marry, snub, and exploit. Immortal horrors or everlasting splendors. The honor or dishonor we show people we encounter has the potential to help them on their paths to becoming more splendid or more horrific. When we honor people, we acknowledge that their souls are immortal, that the spark of the divine is within them, and that whether they run the drive-thru at Taco Bell or crisscross the country on a private jet, they matter. Honor should mark every relationship in our lives. Children are to honor their parents, and parents are to honor their children. Employees should honor their bosses, and bosses are called to honor their employees. We all are to honor those in positions of authority over us, police officers, spiritual leaders, even elected officials. Honor up, honor down, honor all around, my friend Pastor Kevin Jarrow likes to say. Unfortunately, we live in a day when honor is in short supply. We're experiencing a drought of even basic respect. Everything about our culture is sarcastic, snarky,